Get going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Three Bridges Public Infrastructure District. Today is August 4th, 2025. It's 11:11 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone could state their name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Larry, your chair, would you like to start?
Larry Myler, board member.
James Horsley.
Trey Orsak.
Matt Hintz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
David Hutchison with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board. So first up, we have the appointment approval. I guess it would be more of an acceptance for the board. To have our two new board members, so James and Trey. One of the things that we'll need to do is the approval of the positions. So we need to have a district treasurer and a district clerk secretary. So James and Trey, do you want to rock, paper, scissor on who gets what?
Trey's better looking, so he should be the secretary, probably.
I totally agree with that, James. Thank you.
All right, James will be the treasurer slash vice chair, and then Trey will be the clerk secretary. So, can I get a motion to approve the officers that way as stated?
I move to approve the officers as described.
Thanks, Larry.
Second.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I didn't know if we were official yet.
Trey, was that an aye?
That's an eye. Sorry, it was a uniform
Oh,
eye.
no, you're good. I love it, Larry, that you're going to prod James. So we can just put James as the second the rest of the meeting.
Well, yeah, we could do that for the rest of the meeting. James was just curious if he even had the authority to second something before he was a member. That's a chicken
Yeah,
question. That's above my pay grade.
because the city had already approved it, they're technically the appointing entity. So
Yeah,
once
right.
they approve it, you're good. So,
Okay.
all right. First up, we need to do a public hearing to amend the 24 budget. So, what we'll do is open the public hearing. David will walk through the amendment. We'll take any public comment and then we'll close and deal with that later. So, what I need is a motion to open the public hearing.
I move to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Larry.
Second.
Thanks for the second, James. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that was unanimous.
Aye.
And aye.
Thanks, Trey. All right, so now we are in a public hearing to take public comment regarding the 2024 budget amendment. I will stop sharing and let David walk through that amendment for us.
Okay, thanks, Matt. Or Michael. Excuse me. So for the general fund, we are amending the budget from $0 budget to a basic to cover the expenditures that had come through. We have $11,000 of developer advance to cover $5,735 in legal, and we have $5,265 of miscellaneous, and that is the extent of the budget. So, any questions?
Board, any questions of David?
Nope.
No questions.
Okay. I do not see any other members of the public on. Christy, do we have any members of the public there at the anchor location?
No.
Okay. So, what I would need, board, is a motion to close the public hearing.
I move that we close the public hearing.
Thanks,
Second.
Larry. Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. First up is board meeting minutes from our May 5th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do you need me to put them up?
I have reviewed them. They look good to me.
Okay. Could I get a motion to approve, Larry?
I move to approve previous meetings' minutes.
Thanks,
Second.
Larry. Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Let me put up the resolution. So in Utah, we have to approve budgets and amendments through a resolution. So this is just a simple resolution saying that we're amending the 24 budget. So any questions?
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Thanks, Larry.
Second.
I move to approve the resolution for the 2025-02 budget resolution modification.
Thanks, Larry.
Second on
James
that.
James had seconded. Appreciate that. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Next up is the 24, or excuse me, the second quarter financial statement. So, David.
Okay, thanks, Michael. So starting in the balance sheet of governmental funds of June 30th, 2025, in the general fund, we have a developer advance receivable of $5,735 between the reserve fund, the 2024 1 and 2 series, and the capitalized interest funds, we have $6,757,000. Oops, I failed to mention there's $12,000 in accounts payable in the general fund also. And then in the capital projects fund between the construction funds and the COI, we have $26,320,000. in the general fund, we've had rounded $7,000 of expenditures for the year to date. So we're well under the budget so far. And have not had any activity in the developer advance or transfer so far. In the debt service fund, we have interest income, $109,000 rounded, assessment revenues of $120,000 rounded, and bond interest of $969,000 for that the payment between the two bonds. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $6,757,000. In the capital projects fund, we've had interest income, $443,000 rounded, and capital outlay of $5,561,000 rounded, for an ending fund balance of $26,320,000. And just note that back to the debt service we still have capitalized interest of $3 million, which will cover debt service payments for the next few years, or a couple years here. So we have the other half of this for the current year in December, and then the other half of the payment here and also in December. And then we have the $1.2 million and $900,000. That'll be the $2 million. Then partially, most of the following year will also be covered with that capitalized interest. With that, let me open up for any questions if you guys have or would like to.
David, can you go back up to the summary for me?
The summary?
Yeah, up at the very top.
Balance sheet here?
Yeah, sorry. So on the cost of issuance, we still have the almost 22,000. How long has it been, and when should UMB move that UMB over to the project?
Yeah, these were issued right December last year, so they should have already done that. It's a 90 days that they're typically hold those and then transfer those. Oh, let me shoot them a note.
I was going to say, if you wouldn't mind.
Let me shoot them a note asking them to move it into the construction fund. I guess with both of them, pretty good size balance. That probably doesn't matter which one it goes to.
All right. Board, do you guys have any questions?
I do. So we have two bond funds, one and two. And did I see capitalized interest in both funds?
Capitalized interest is available. Yeah, my apologies. Reserve. That's just number two.
Will you go down to the?
Yeah, go down if you would to the capitalized interest reserve accounts.
Okay, so well, we have the payments here, but the capitalized interest was in the 2024-2 fund, our bonds. Go down to here. Reserves. So we have, sorry to go up on that. So we have the two reserves, one for each fund, and then we have the capitalized interest for the second, the series two.
Okay. So series one does not have capitalized interest fund. Is that correct?
That looks correct to me.
Okay. That was my understanding.
My apologies. I misspoke to that when I was speaking. So
yeah, just wanted to verify that. Thank you for that clarification.
Oh, and yes, the special and special assessment bonds versus the second special assessment in here. So both special assessments and so yeah, those payments are the capitalized interest would cover these first three and potentially with interest portion of this 2028 payment. And then the assessment revenues would cover these payments here. If there's not special assessments, then it would dip into that reserve fund if absolutely needed.
Okay, because I remember we just paid $419,000 into, I believe, fund one for interest.
That sounds about right from what I remember, yes.
Okay. I did see that in a previous income statement.
Okay. Any other questions or anything you'd like to look at in more in depth?
Not for me.
Okay.
All right. David, that answers my questions as well. All right. So, board, what I would need then is a motion to accept the second quarter financials as presented.
I make a motion to accept Q2 financials as presented.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that is everything I have on the agenda. I will shoot over to Braden and Dan the second quarterly report information. So they'll help me get that filled out. And then Larry, look for a signature on that coming in a little bit. So
great.
You guys have anything for us?
No, thank you.
Okay. Yep. All right. I'll need a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
Second.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous.